Today great. Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
In the hot seat. Pardons the table. It must be the holiday season. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are ya? Hope you had a bountiful Thanksgiving. We're turning the corner on the cusp of December. A little snow flurries in my neighborhood. And Mueller and the elves are promising coal for the Trump family stockings. Uh-oh. We'll take on the cultural cacophony as Michael Cohen sings the blues again. Or he sings and Trump has the blues. Maybe that's more like it. Inspiration to action, Sean's success stories. Oh, yeah, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the classic kids cartoon coming under fire for bullying, bigotry, sexism, homophobia. Uh-oh. Microaggression's gone too far. We'll talk about it. Your Forgotten 45s, too, and a smattering of holiday songs. Love to get you in the mix, or you're listening live. It is Friday, November 30th, 2 p.m. out west, 4 o'clock central, 5 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Twitter is 24/7, so live or on podcast. Please chime in when it works for you at AB Wright. Should you be joining us for the live broadcast, you have the entire compendium of our social media platforms to your avail. Twitter, Facebook, and our PopNet chat box. So have at us the way it works for you. Show today is being brought to you in part by MVP Health Plans. It's health coverage designed by you for you. By Old Navy, fall in for great styles and holiday savings at Old Navy. Panera, the way food should be, now delivered. And our pals at PopNet. Arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, 24/7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. Everything being held, by the way, by our tenacious, talented, very festive PCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, MLN headquarters. So, Donald Trump, his ex-fixer, Michael Cohen, might have had a whole bunch of private conversations, but guess what, Mr. President? Most of them are on tape. Let's kick things off on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Welcome aboard.
And his hand fell behind him as his arm had reached around. Oh, and she looked at the window and she watched the shade go down. It was a private conversation. No one heard her say that man she left behind her was 2,000 miles away. A singing voice pick up that fiddle. Who and play that steel guitar? Who and find yourself a lady? Who and dance right where you are? Who and find yourself a lady? Who and dance right where you are? like as it's easy said and done. Oh, look at what you've been through, and see what you've become. Well, it's a private conversation, no one hears you say. Well, it's a private conversation, hey. At the window, and she watched the shade go down. It was a private conversation, no one heard her say. It was a private conversation, no one heard her say. It was a private conversation.
King for Denny on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. And strength and hope and good wishes for the folks of Anchorage, Alaska. They had that big earthquake today. Some damage, I believe, and some traffic woes for sure, but supposedly no casualties yet, so that's good news. Hang in there, guys. Wow. Seismic shifts in the climate and the natural conditions. That's another bag of woes for the climate denier-in-chief. Donald Trump. Just something else to worry about, indeed. Speaking of which, private conversation from Lyle Lovett as the ex-fixer Michael Cohen sings again, takes a guilty plea on lying to Congress and rats out what they call him individual number one, a.k.a. President Trump, and Trump went on a Twitter tirade. Meanwhile, earlier in the week, Paul Manafort, the former campaign chair, who is really dirty up to his elbows and his neck and his eyeballs, I guess, in terms of all his different connections with these dictatorships in Russia, et cetera, he pulled off his plea deal because, or actually he didn't pull out of it. It was canceled by Mueller and company because they said he was lying. So he's going to be sentenced soon, and he's open for a pardon, and Trump actually said out in the open in the New York Post, well, we haven't really talked about it, but pardon is on the table. Why would I take it off the table? So we'll see what happens. My question to you is, who do you think is going to get the first pardon? Will it be Manafort? Will it be one of the kids? Don Jr., of course, under the gun for the Trump Tower, meaning Ivanka involved in some of these Moscow dealings, of course, as well. Jared, Donald Trump himself. Let's see how many pardons, pardon-o-rama, as I say. Let me know what you're thinking. Twitter feed AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, should you find yourself listening live on Friday, November 30th. We also have the PopNet chat box on the Facebook page. Dom chiming in on PopNet says, love listening to you live on the way home. I'm wishing, he says, I am dreaming of a Mueller Christmas. Coal in the stockings for the Trump family, says Lucy, also on PopNet. All right, you guys, we'll see what happens. I will say, I don't know if anybody's going to go down, but Donald Trump himself, it's strictly a fantasy to think he's going to be hauled off in handcuffs. That's what I can say. But it's interesting what happened this week, for sure, and how crazy he is, and he's at the G2 and G20, I should say, right? It's crazy stuff. But what can he say about all the folks surrounding him and Michael Cohen? Uh-oh. You talk too much. Here's Frankie Ford. I mean, this is a Broadway show. This one's for Lance. Thanks for tagging along.
You can make me scream.
Liar, Liar, Who Has the Pants on Fire? The castaways for Dombey and for Katie. Thanks for chiming in via Twitter on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Always a pleasure catching up with the hearty irregulars, for sure. Our lips are sealed from the Go-Go's for Cecilia, who says, I saw the show Head Over Heels kind of works, and interesting to see the Go-Go's music in the Renaissance era. All right. I don't know. I heard some interesting things about the show. I haven't seen it yet, though. And Frankie Ford, you talk too much. Or you don't talk enough. I want to hear from you. Twitter feed AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, the old-fashioned way of talking. Occasionally, people will avail themselves of the phone line, if you happen to be listening live, of course, on Friday, November 30th. Also, the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box are available to you, so have at us the way it works for you. Question on the table for you is, who is going to avail themselves or get that first pardon from Donald Trump in this whole, I mean, he's already done some pardons, but in the whole Mueller investigation orbit? You think it's Manafort, or is he going to languish in jail for a while, and maybe it's going to be Don Jr. or Jared or Ivanka or himself? What's your take? Let's go to the Twitter feed, because a bunch of folks have chimed in about the whole pardon issue. Mellish says, Trump isn't draining the swamp. He's pardoning the swamp creatures. All right, there you go. Aaron says, I think it'll be Don Jr. He won't let his son languish, even though they have a contentious relationship. Yeah, well, we'll see. I guess maybe so. It won't be Manafort. He's saving it for the kids and maybe Jared, but don't count on it, Jared, if it gets too dicey. So says Owen. Mm. And Dan says, Trump pardons Sheriff Joe Arpaio. That was number one. And if he can pardon him, he can pardon anybody. That's what he says. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll see what happens. That's of course, he has had some curious pardons, setting the stage, as I say. Dinesh D'Souza was one, of course, that was kind of interesting. This just in, Mueller, she wrote the podcast, says, Trump to pardon the Hamburglar, Tony Soprano, and that guy who shot Lincoln, news at 11. Ay. We'll see what happens as folks have hitched their wagon to Trump's dark star. See what happens. Rosie Sills and Nash, I'm Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Daydreaming, girl, it's been so long I thought that I'd forgotten how. dark star, sleeping next to me. Dark star, let the memory of the evening be the first thing that you think of when you open up your smile and see me. Dark star.
Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that aimless voice. got mad and he saw red. And he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. Walking on home cause he didn't live far, you see, and he didn't have any friends, and he just lost his one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing daddy'd left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods, quiet as a mouse, came upon some tracks too small for
McIntyre and Cher on the Amy Beth Arkley Show with the Night's Lights Went Out in Georgia and Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, respectively. Also CSN in their classic Dark Star. So the Kennedy Center honor ceremonies will be held this Sunday, December 2nd. They will be taped and recorded for airing on CBS on December 26th. So mark your calendars. It's always a festive holiday celebration for a lot of folks to see who's being given that great lifetime achievement honor. And this year, as in last year, the Trumps, President Trump and Melania, are passing on attending, as is a good thing, because a lot of the recipients wouldn't bother to show either, especially people who are vocally critical of the president, like Cher, who said she was hoping to get her honor if she was going to get one during the Obama administration, and she certainly would not be showing up should President Trump have appeared. So they called it. They made the right decision by not showing up, for sure, because they're not too popular with most of these artists. Other people being honored, Cher, Reba McEntire, Philip Glass, Wayne Shorter, and Lin-Manuel Miranda and the folks behind Hamilton. It's the first time they're giving a young influencer award, I believe they're calling it, or inspirational award. It's not a lifetime achievement, but it's the first time that they're singling out, because Hamilton was such a big shapeshifter in the cultural and Broadway landscape. So intriguing indeed. We'll see what happens. And Gloria Estefan, who was feted with such an honor last year, will be the MC. So it should be interesting. Mark your calendars for December 26th, unless you're one of those lucky people who gets invited to the actual event, which is pretty rare in and of itself. Speaking of inspiration and creativity, the Inspiration to Action Challenge garners a lot of mail for us, and we're very happy when it is working, and we know that it's working for some folks. I want to salute Nell in Albany, New York today. She says she's back on a creative path. My juices are moving in the right direction with writing, with painting, and even with singing. I'm involved in an a cappella group for the first time in years. So good for you, Nell. She says that doing the challenge, which she's been doing for over a year, has put her in the right mindset, and journaling every day now really helps me with my perspective, so thank you. Well, thank you, Nell. I appreciate the heartfelt words and your efforts to keep going. You're spurring other folks on, too, and that's why I'm happy when people share their stories with me and we can pass it on, because not only do you deserve the accolade for the hard work you're putting in, which you certainly do, because it is hard work, I know, but you're also helping each other, and that's the important thing. You're helping encourage other folks to say, hey, you know, if Nell could do it, if Amy Beth could do it, if all these other people can try to do it, I can do it, too. And you know what? You can. So if you need, if you're doing it and it's working, I'd love to hear from you. And on the other hand, if you need some cajoling, you need a push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. What do you say? The first one is always on me. We talk for about 20 minutes or so. I give you a primer on the challenge, some other tips and tricks, and try to put you in the right direction to make yourself feel more creative and more joyful and more alive, frankly. So reach out. It's the website. It's AmyBethArkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And let me know. We'll connect in a couple of weeks, and we'll put you on that path, I hope. And while you're at the website, peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mysteries, some other goodies are up for grabs, great holiday gifts for the mystery lover in your life, ebooks, paperbacks, all available. And you can also chime in with your guest suggestions, your big story requests, Forgotten 45 requests, all of there is one-stop shopping at the website, AmyBethArkawy.com. Also links to all the podcasts as well. So there you go, as they say. So on we go to this controversy surrounding Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, of all things, for goodness sakes. There was an article in the Huffington Post earlier this week which I guess attacked Rudolph on a number of levels, not Rudolph, but the cartoon, decrying bigotry and bullying and sexism and homophobia. I'm not sure how all these things play out, but it was sort of proffered that Santa was kind of a bully, that Donner was a bully, and that they only used Rudolph when they needed him, as opposed to the notion that there was inclusivity in this story, and that Rudolph was a hero because he had his unique talent and his unique ability. I don't get it. I don't know. And some people are decreeing it's a liberal thing. I'm not sure who came up with this. Certainly politically incorrect or politically correct kind of nonsense, which liberal or right winger, to me, it's BS. I'm calling holiday BS in this one. It's a good little cartoon. It shows, I mean, are some of the things maybe dated? Maybe. But basically inclusivity, and they have the Island of the Misfit Toys where people, you know, you'd learn about Hermie, the elf that wants to be a dentist. I mean, come on, right? I don't know. What's your take? Twitter feed, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Do we have anybody on this yet, Trudy? On the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer thing? I know we were looking for that. Let's see. I don't know. I thought we did. Daryl says, so now you need Rudolph, so now Rudolph is your friend. Rudolph should have negotiated a deal before he guided anything. All right. I hope you're kidding, Daryl. I think you might be. Constance says, hey, I don't care about the controversy. I'm watching a classic that I must see every year or it's not really Christmas. And Jennifer says, can you imagine making a big deal out of something as innocent as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? I'm kind of with you on that. I don't know. I don't know what the big deal is. I guess, as I said, I'm calling holiday BS. Don't mess with Rudolph. Don't you dare mess with my Rudy. At the end of the Dark Blue Show, here's a great version from The Temptations.
There's dashes and dances and prances and vixens, comets and cheeses and zombies and blitzen.
And if you ever saw him, Every time Stan and I get together, it's a disaster.
Stay right together with you. Stay right
holiday hat trick for you. I named it the Thurgood Show. Ella Fitzgerald for Sammy and Sleigh Ride. Little Saint Nick from the Beach Boys for Brian. And a great version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the controversy in question of all things, from The Temptations. Trudy and the TCS gang rooting around the archives for that version. Great stuff indeed. But this controversy surrounding Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is being bigoted and bullying and homophobic and sexist, I don't know. I don't quite see it. If you look really closely, I guess you can find it. But should you? And why would you? Twitter feed AB Wright's phone line 347-857-4505. Yeah, we also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open as well. A couple of folks chiming in. Jack says, HuffPost said that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is racist, sexist, and homophobic, and I don't understand how, but it's their First Amendment right to say something so idiotic. Indeed, it is. They're right. It's a little crazy, though, if you ask me. Matthew says, and in the next episode of PC Runaway Culture, people are mad at Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I can't even try to understand. Where Jesse says, yeah, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is rife with bullying, but we can all learn a lesson from the Christmas classic, and the PC crowd needs to relax. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think you're right. But Beth says there are some disturbing details, and fans have finally caught on. I think maybe you're looking too hard. And if you do look and you do find something, maybe, as Jesse says, you can illuminate it in such a way that you can learn something from it. But I think maybe sometimes this is why people get crazy. Is it a liberal thing, though? I've heard people say it's a liberal thing. I don't know. Just a crazy thing. And I'm pretty liberal, so who knows. Anyway, we'll see. We have the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I love it every year. I guess I'll watch it with a different kind of lens, and we'll see what we come up with, but I don't think so. Twitter feed AB Wright's phone line 347-857-4505. In other scandalous news, beyond the Mueller probe, Ivanka Trump getting herself in trouble with this whole email business. It's probably much ado about nothing that she used a private email server, private email, I should say, while she was corresponding in the White House. The problem, though, is that they made such a big deal about Hillary during the election that you'd think she would know better. She, of course, came on television, I think, on ABC and said, it's not the same because it was nothing classified. Well, Hillary said the same thing. And yes, she didn't have a private server, but, of course, the irony with the Hillary situation was that her server never got hacked where the State Department's server did. Another story. And, of course, there are many other people in the White House doing the same thing, and President Trump using an open phone line. All of that kind of stuff comes under scrutiny as well. It's just more crazy-making and probably silly, but perhaps people should forget about email and maybe go the old-fashioned way and just write letters. Nobody does that anymore. Even Christmas cards, I've noticed, the holiday cards. I used to send a bunch of them years ago. Every year it gets less and less, and I think the last couple of years I sent like none. And I'm thinking maybe I should start up again. It's a nice tradition because people like to get those holiday cards in the mail. Kind of nice. Signed, sealed, delivered. We got it for you, Barry. It's Stevie Wonder on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. And Pammy, too. Thanks for tagging along.
Oh, yeah, baby. Like a fool, I went. Ashamed to cry.
aluminum.
Hey!
Together.
When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you. Surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude.
Reminiscent of the Steely Dan sound, Meyer Hawthorne, and the stars are out tonight for Cecilia, who said, Carla, who said, I forgot how great they are. I heard you play The Walk, the first big hit on The Grateful Bounty, which is a great show, by the way. Thank you so much for that. Hey, thank you, Carla, for all those kind words. It's a great show. We always get a good response to it, and we appreciate all the input from the listeners for requests and dedications. A lot of work for the TCS crew, but it is worth it, indeed. And Stevie Wonder, signed, sealed, delivered. So for when it comes to anything in the holiday season, from sending cards to planning parties to wrapping gifts to overindulging food and spending, sometimes you're all stressed, right? So my best advice is to sort of decompress, take stock on the whole thing, make sure you get enough rest, try to eat well, don't overindulge, at least not every day, get a little exercise, and take some time for yourself, and prioritize. Say yes when it works, and sometimes you might have to say no. Pick your people, your places, your parties carefully, and I think you'll enjoy it. All things in moderation, as they say. A little overdoing it sometimes helps, but you don't want to go crazy. Because I know sometimes I feel my stress level rising because there's so much to do and so many people to see and go to, and sometimes you can't do it all. But you'll find a way. And, of course, for those of us who are missing people during this time, it can be a downtime, a melancholy time of the year. The best thing to do, again, is to give yourself, be kind to yourself. Pamper yourself a little bit. Do something that's nice for you. And journaling, I think, helps along the way. It does for me, and I think it helps a lot of folks. So that's just a little advice as we make our way through the most wonderful time of the year. Thank you so much to the TCS crew for getting us through. Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Thank you for playing with us in real time. Don't forget, you can follow the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show at a slew of places. Request us wherever you get your podcasts, from Spotify to iTunes, Stitcher, Mixcloud. All roads lead back to our website, amybetharkowitz.com. Select editions, too, in the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. And you'll listen to us when it works for you. Indeed. Connect on the social media. Friend me on Facebook. Follow our producer, Trudy Hart, on Twitter at Radio Trudy. Follow me for the 24/7 conversation at AB Writes. Thank you so much. Drive safe. Play nice. Dream big. Please come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, because I love you all, and it wouldn't be the same without you. Take care.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happy season of all. There'll be parties for posting marshmallows, toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most